This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. No Kevin today. He will hopefully be back tomorrow, a little under the weather. So you get Denton Day for this Wednesday. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We'll head out to our BetQL guest hotline. We find our guy AWOD, Adam Epstein, who's good enough to give us a few moments here on the program. AWOD, my friend, it's been a couple of weeks. How are you?
My man Denton, how are you, dude?
I'm doing well, my friend. I'm doing well. So we got a lot of things that we're discussing. You know, we're discussing the 2025 potential opening date schedule for Washington, some free agency stuff. But before we get to that, you know, we've had 3-4 weeks now since the season has ended. As you've gotten to kind of reflect on it, how do you feel about 2024 and everything that the team accomplished?
Such an incredible season. I mean, I stick with it that I think this was the best season in 30 years, the best season of my lifetime, and that's why I've been going with the take. This is the most important offseason of my lifetime. You have to build off of this. You cannot have a letdown of a 7 or 8 win season after, you know, you just grabbed the entire fan base and you got them. You got them hooked right now. Everybody wants to watch games, buy gear, you know, go to training camp, go to anything to, you know, get close to Jaden Daniels. I mean, everybody's obsessed with what you've done this season, so you have to build off of this. And so as we sit back here and we say, yeah, well, they won 12 games and they won 2 playoff games. Yes, that's all true. But I kind of look at it like, well, we were the 6th seed entering into the postseason. So my goal for this season is to be higher than a 6th seed. And I'm pushing back against anybody that argues that Houston had a down year. They won a playoff game in which they hosted. I would kill for that. I don't think I've ever seen that, right? So that's the most important thing for me this year is to build off of this season's success and host a playoff game next year. Win or lose, I think that is a step forward.
So when you use the term build, what is your philosophy surrounding that word? Do you want them to be ultra aggressive in free agency, building through the draft, a combination of both? What is your perfect envisioning of them building this offseason?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to release my offseason wish list fully on my show today. It's kind of been the topic everyone's talking about. What do you want to see them do? I do want them to be one of the most aggressive teams this offseason. So a perfect offseason for me would be one splash trade. One splash trade. If it's a Myles Garrett or if it's, you know, Cooper Kupp or Deebo Samuel or T. Higgins if he's on a franchise or whatever, signing trade. Like one splash trade. I would like Myles Garrett. All right? That's the one thing I would like. I want us to my biggest thing for Adam Peters, really, Denton, is, and you can comment on this, find a corner that's ready for a second contract. I don't think I want to draft a corner and have to develop him like Mikey Sainer's. I want to get a guy that's ready to be one of the top corners in the NFL, just ready to get paid. And so that's what I'm looking for Adam Peters to do, free agency, sign a young corner, make one big splash at either wide receiver or edge rusher position. And then in the draft, I think we get heavy. Denton, we get big O-line, D-line only in the draft, pretty much.
Yeah, I love the idea of getting another cornerback. You know, Charvarius Ward is a guy that has been rumored to be leaving San Francisco. Unfortunately, the reason he's leaving there is a little bit on the downside. There's like some PTSD in the relation to losing a kid and being in California. Like, there's some real negative stuff there. But if you can get a player like him who has familiarity with Adam Peters, and then you have Ward on one side, you have Lattimore on the other side, and Mikey in the slot, or some combination of that, I feel like that defense is then significantly better than what it was. With all due respect to Noah Eye, I think Noah Eye's a fine in like a dime package, but I don't really want to see Noah Eye starting the season on the outside.
Yeah. The goal for this offseason is to get too deep at every position, right? I mean, Noah Eye is a good backup to Mikey Sainer, still not starting alongside him, right? So you get one starting corner, you have Lattimore, and then you move Sainer still back to the middle. You know, same with, you know, Payne, Allen, and Newton. Those guys are good, but, you know, they might need to be backups to a star there, because they're just not producing for what their salary is costing the team here. And so I say the same thing about Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler, probably better in role player positions rather than starters. So this offseason, even if you feel comfortable about a position like running back, you got to go upgrade it, because we need depth this offseason.
The take that I've had, at least as it relates to Dante Fowler, is I don't anticipate that he's going to be back. I think you need a guy that can do more than just get after the passer to be your outside starting defensive edge guy. And Fowler, he played 16 snaps against Philadelphia because they couldn't trust him in the run game. But I use that to say, right, Adam, we're talking with Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio here. I use that to say, you said you want to make a splash trade. Is that Myles Garrett, or are there other guys that you would be okay with and have in mind for Washington making that big move for?
It's pretty much Myles Garrett for me. I don't want Cooper Kupp. I don't think I do. I don't think I want Deebo Samuel really either. And so Myles Garrett is the guy. I mean, and here's the thing, Denton, is it's not just us saying it, homers and DC sports fans and Team 980 and 106.7. Like, Bill Barnwell of ESPN, that main headline on ESPN was he went through every single team to find the best destination for Myles Garrett, and it was Washington, right? So it's national reporters that are saying Myles Garrett should come to Washington. So it's not just us that are asking for it. And so I do think that's the big splash that I would like to see. You know, you guys have Chris Russell on the Team 980. Love Chris Russell. He threw out there Khalil Mack. And, you know, at first glance, I said no. Then I realized, what, did he have 17 sacks the year before that? Maybe he does have some tread left on the tires. So, you know, they need to upgrade an edge rusher. That's absolutely one of the biggest needs this offseason. And so I've identified Myles Garrett as the guy I like. You know, you might not be able to get the cream of the crop, but you need to upgrade that position. So whatever Adam Peters does, I do think he will bring in an edge rusher in free agency, and then they'll draft defensive line and offensive line.
Obviously, Myles Garrett, I'm right there with you. I would love him. Shoot for Myles Garrett. Call Cleveland multiple times to continue checking in on Myles Garrett. What if I gave you the option of giving up less draft capital? We'll say they give up number 29 overall and maybe another pick in 2026, but not a first-round pick, to go get Trey Hendrickson, who's had 35 sacks the last 2 years. Would you have any interest in him?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And, you know, there are other names that are going to pop up that are not the Myles Garretts of the world. He, you know, he is one of a kind. I mean, you put him on your defense, and all of a sudden the offense coordinator is focusing on the defensive line rather than taking deep shots down the field, because they know they won't have time in the pocket. I mean, he's the kind of disruptor that probably could have gotten Washington past Philadelphia. Like, I mean, it's crazy to say because we lost by 30-plus points, but I think you add Myles Garrett and you could have stopped Saquon Barkley, and you could have gotten more sacks on Jalen Hurts. That's the kind of player he is, so you have to attempt that. But there's going to be other names to pop up for sure. I mean, Trey Hendrickson was I started my offseason show by saying I want two Bengals, T. Higgins and Hendrickson, and that's kind of turned into more Myles Garrett because he's the sexy name, and he was involved in conversations at Radio Row where he mentioned Jaden and the Washington Commanders. But if Adam Peters identifies another edge rusher that can fill that role, I'm totally okay with that.
Speaking of Radio Row, you and I were out there hanging out, having a good time in New Orleans. Did you see him when he walked in to Radio Row on Wednesday?
Jaden Daniels?
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. No, I didn't see when Myles Garrett walked
in. Oh, my God. He walked in. So he made that trade request on Monday. He walked in with the biggest smile on his face, knowing that as soon as he stepped foot, he was the biggest superstar, and he was, because everyone wanted to ask about the trade request. And to his credit, unlike what Brandon Ayuk did last year, which is where he signed himself up for media appearances and then gave you nothing, Myles Garrett was pretty honest about his intentions and wanting to get out of there. I thought that was actually pretty awesome. I love a guy that made his request and then stood on it. But I just remember I saw him with this, like, I don't want to say it was like the Kendrick smile from the Super Bowl performance, but it was pretty darn close where he knew that everybody had all eyes on him.
Yeah, and the thing is like, you can't blame him at all for wanting out of Cleveland. They screwed up so badly at the most important position on the field, and which is quarterback. And so you know he's tired of wasting his best years going after opposing teams' quarterbacks when he's got a buffoon with his starting quarterback, right? And then they go to Jameis Winston, then they go to another backup. I mean, look, I went through a list on my show of the top 32 teams, right? AWOD's offseason power rankings. The Browns are at the very bottom. You know, in terms of what's the sexy team that's going to people are going to want to play for them in the offseason, nobody in their right mind would want to go to Cleveland right now. I think it's actually worse than the New York Giants.
I would agree with that. In fact, I'm curious, who did you have as the sexy team? Because I think the sexy team is the colors that we're wearing.
It is the Philadelphia Eagles, number one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I put Washington, I think, at number four. My list was interesting because I dropped the Chiefs. I actually think that Buffalo and Baltimore are more sexy than Kansas City this offseason with, you know, Travis Kelce saying, I don't know if I'm going to retire or not. Maybe I'll just need a vacation with Taylor Swift some more and then come back out of shape again, you know, and cost my team the Super Bowl. So I think I would Eagles 1, Bills, Ravens 2 and 3, and then Commanders 4. I do think that Washington and Philadelphia are the two sexiest teams in the NFC. And I think I put Lions right after us, but I see Minnesota taking a big step. Back, right? I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. There's going to be quite a few teams that might take a big step back in the NFC, but also teams like Atlanta, San Francisco, that are going to take a huge step forward.
I'm definitely with you with Minnesota taking a step back, especially with that quarterback situation kind of in flux. I feel like it's very rare where defenses are great multiple years in a row. We're talking with Adam Epstein, AWOD at Radio. You can hear him every Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. on 910 The Fan, our Odyssey affiliate in Richmond. And you can hear him Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon, right across the hall at 106.7 The Fan. So you mentioned that you want to upgrade at the running back position. I'm in agreeance with you there, but do you think they need two running backs, or are you willing to keep either Brian Robinson or Austin Ekeler for another year?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens this offseason. They have to upgrade at running back. They just do. It's unfortunate because I think Brian Robinson Jr. is one of the coolest stories in sports. I mean, the guy literally got shot and you know, was bulletproof, came back, and was great for Washington. And Austin Ekeler this season was so great on Grant and Danny, was even better on the field for Washington, just a living, breathing, walking first down. Anytime you got him the ball, it was basically 10 yards. So I would like to have both of them back at that position, but you need to upgrade. When you saw what Bijan Robinson did for the Atlanta Falcons, and then Saquon Barkley for the Eagles, and even, you know, Gibbs and Montgomery for the Lions, we've got to upgrade at that position. We just do, and I don't think it's simply, hey, it's the offensive line's better, those guys are going to run better. And this is one of the deepest running back classes in a long time. Ashton Jeanty was my Heisman Trophy winner. He's not coming to Washington, but maybe Omarion Hampton or Travion Henderson or Devin Neal or Trevor Etienne, who I've identified, you know, for the past few years as guys that I think is going to be great in the NFL. You're already seeing what Jacksonville's got in the other Etienne. Dylan Sampson at Tennessee is more of a big, you know, first down bruiser type back that could do what Brian Robinson Jr. does, right? I mean, the list goes on. There's so many really talented running backs that are going to be coming out of the draft this year, and I think we saw something this year when you consider, like, Josh Jacobs went to a new place, played well. Derrick Henry went to a new place, played well. Saquon Barkley, new place, played well. Like, running backs was kind of dying as a position until this year. I think this year gave the running backs some life to get drafted maybe in the first, second, or third round. And so I just think Washington's got to upgrade that position, and you can't really upgrade from what Austin Ekeler did. You can't really. Right? I mean, his stats were just perfect for what you're asking him to do. Brian Robinson, you can upgrade on that. He didn't hit enough home runs.
Yeah, it's like the 90s came back. The two things that got resurrected this year in the NFL, it was the Commanders, the Washington organization, and the running back position. So we're like right back in the 90s, which I love because I'm with you. I think they need another game wrecker or a game breaker, someone that can hit that home run shot. And there's a lot of depth in this year's draft class. There's no doubt about that. So a couple more for Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio here with us. T. Higgins is more likely than not going to be in Cincinnati this year, unless they just can't come to an agreement on some sort of long-term extension. If he is off of the table, are there any wide receivers that you're looking at in free agency or maybe via acquisition of a trade that you would like Adam Peters to pair with Terry McLaurin?
You know, it's tough because the guys that are out there just don't do it for me. Like Stephon Diggs, this isn't 5 years ago. You know, Keenan Allen, this isn't 10 years ago. You know, so I don't love the free agent wide receiver options. I would be willing to overpay for T. Higgins. That's my take on that. I'd be willing to pay not maybe top dollar, but, you know, medium to close to top dollar for Chris Godwin. But he's coming off of an injury, right? So that's the problem with this position. It feels like you kind of missed the boat, it felt like, to go get a star wide receiver. You probably needed to do that last year or the year before that. So I don't love the options. That's why I'd be willing to make a trade if you can. You know, somebody said, would you, Adam, be okay with Deebo Samuel and Elijah Moore? I'd say yes, right? I think Deebo, no, but if it's a combination of Deebo and somebody else, yes. I mean, I think that's what Adam Peters' plan is going to be, is maybe not the top wide receiver that's available or the top three wide receivers available, but let's get number 5 and number 8, right, and replace Zacchaeus and replace De'Ami Brown or replace Noah Brown. I mean, we need to bring in 2, 3, maybe even 4 wide receivers. Jamison Crowder's getting up there, right? I mean,
yeah. You
can't just say Luke McCaffrey's going to take a big jump. And so I think probably 3 new wide receivers will be in the building, maybe even 4 new wide receivers. And I don't think it's all going to be free agency. Part of it's going to be the draft as well, and maybe even a trade. So I think what's nice is we can sit back and let Adam Peters cook. But in my opinion, at wide receiver, T. Higgins is the only guy that I would really overpay for. The other guys, like Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, no. Brandon Cooks, no. Deontay Johnson, does he even want to play for your team? DeAndre Hopkins dropped a big third down in the Super Bowl. That completely changed my mind on him. DeMarcus Robinson, Darius Slayton, K.J. Osborne. Did he even play one snap here in Washington? It's just not a good list of wide receivers.
No, the list is very, very bare bones after you get past like the first 3 guys. Do you think that's going to lead to them keeping both Noah Brown and De'Ami Brown, or do you think one of them goes elsewhere?
I just think I feel like we see this, and maybe we see this more in other sports where if you have a big postseason, you get a big contract somewhere else, right? I think baseball, it feels like it happens almost every postseason. But in the NFL, every once in a while it happens, and that was De'Ami Brown this year. I mean, if you're an organization in the NFC or the AFC and you watch that game against Detroit, you know, you're going to be blown away by De'Ami Brown. Or if you watch the game against Tampa Bay or maybe just any game during the 7-game win streak at the end, De'Ami Brown was awesome. And so, like, I would want De'Ami Brown more than Marquise Hollywood Brown for what he did this season. Maybe not for his career, but that's why I think De'Ami Brown is going to get a decent paycheck from somebody else. And I don't think Washington should try to match that contract because he deserves to get paid because he played really well. But I think he peaked this January.
All right, A1, I'll get you out of here on this. This has been our poll question of the day. It sure seems like Los Angeles is going to be playing in Brazil. It feels like the Commanders would be a good matchup for them in Brazil. So if you had the option of opening the season on the road against Philadelphia, opening night, or playing Friday in Brazil against the Chargers, what would be your preference for the Commanders?
I am out on playing the game of football in Brazil. I'm out on it. I'm out on it, Denton. That's a soccer town, all right? Or football, footy. I mean,
footy.
I don't like it. I don't like it, man. I do not want to go to Brazil for an NFL game. It feels weird to me. Like, we should be going there to watch their greatest stars play their sport, not the NFL. So I'm out on Washington going to Brazil.
AWOD, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Enjoyed it. Have fun on your show. We'll be tuning in.
I appreciate it, man.
That is Adam Epstein, AWOT Radio. You can hear him in about 45 minutes in Richmond. He's on from 12 to 3. You can hear him every Saturday on 106.7 The Fan right across the hall. He was good enough to join us on our BetQL guest hotline. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. Winning is easy. Download the free Odyssey app and log in and listen to the Team 980 for your chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. So we talked a little bit of wide receivers with Adam Epstein. T. Higgins is off the market. I have the perfect wide receiver, too, for Washington to go into 2025 with. I'll share that with you when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, and the Odyssey app. No Kevin today. He will hopefully be back tomorrow, a little under the weather. So Denton Day sitting in for Sheehan. You can find me on Twitter at TheDentonDay. Just had a great conversation with Adam Epstein about the Commanders and their offseason plan for 2025. Ryan Fowler is going to join us at noon to discuss some names that we should start paying attention to in the lead-up to the NFL draft. Maybe talk a little bit of wide receivers with Ryan Fowler. The Commanders need one. It, to me, is very simple. With T. Higgins off of the market, Chris Godwin is the guy they should be targeting. There's a lot of noise surrounding other guys in the NFL. Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, the potential of Devontae Adams. I'd be interested in Devontae Adams coming to Washington, but he did this bit where he's like, I don't want to change my number from 17. I'm not taking 17 away from Terry. Terry has earned 17 in this particular organization, but if he's willing to be a big boy and put that to the side, I'd be very happy to take Devontae Adams. And before I go any further on this one, Max, there's going to be some fans that say, Denton, didn't you see what he said about the Commanders and FedEx Field and their fan base in that chicken wing show? I did see what he said. Newsflash, we all hated the stadium. For a point in time, it sucked. It was a bad stadium. I don't mind that Devontae Adams said that. It's much better now. Anyway, Chris Godwin is the guy that should come in here for Washington and be wide receiver number 2 to Terry McLaurin. I think he's the package that this organization is missing a little bit on that side of the football. Like, Terry McLaurin is a bona fide number 1 wide receiver. Full stop. You could argue he's a top 10 wide receiver based on his performance this year with a real quarterback. Is he a top-tier wide receiver? No, but he's a full, true number 1 wide receiver, and he's likely going to get some sort of extension this year to keep him around for, hopefully, his entire career. I think Terry should be a one-jersey kind of guy, but it was very clear you need help around him. And Noah Brown was getting to become a really, really, like, fringe good number 2 wide receiver. I say fringe because he's a good number 2 wide receiver. He's not an excellent number 2 wide receiver, but he's like a really, really great number 3 wide receiver. So if you can get somebody that is in between Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown on the skill set or the tier list of wide receivers, you're going into 2025 feeling pretty darn good about what you're doing offensively, and Chris Godwin fits that perfectly. He's a really good wide receiver that's been a model of consistency in the NFL. Has he dealt with injury issues? Yes. But if you're going to claim injury issues, this team's not signing a wide receiver in 2025 because every available guy has had injury issues. Cooper Kupp has had injury issues. Deebo Samuel has had injury issues. If you want to go to the draft, unless you're drafting super high, most of these guys have had injury issues of some sort. So the fact that Godwin missed a little bit of time this year for an illegal hip drop tackle, I'm not going to hold that against him. I think Chris Godwin's a really, really good player. And I think he adds to this offense a guy that is a little bit of a bigger body than Terry McLaurin. He measures in at about 6'1 compared to Terry's 5'11, 6'. Not a massive difference, but it's at least nice to have a bigger body guy. But a guy that's a little bit more comfortable hitting some routes over the middle. You know, Terry has a deep route tree. He can run every single route that you're going to ask him to run, and he did run every single route that this offense required of him in 2024. With that said, I don't want to see my number one wide receiver getting lit up over the middle. I don't really want to see anybody getting lit up over the middle, but Chris Godwin has a little bit of a bigger body to where he is more, shall we say, sustainable when taking some of those shots. Remember, the injury to the ankle was an illegal hip drop tackle, or at least it should have been. It might have been one of those things where it was flagged and then it was fined, or it wasn't flagged and was fined. The NFL's fine system is ridiculous, so I can't really remember. But the tackle itself was a hip drop tackle. That's what injured him. So it's not like it's a nagging hamstring thing. It's not like he's always finding ways to be injured. It was one thing that took him out for a majority of the season this year. But if you look at his numbers up until that point, he was having a really good season in Tampa Bay. Through seven games, he caught 50 balls for 576 yards and five touchdowns. If you expand that to a full season of games, that's over 1,000 yards, over 100 catches, and over 10 touchdowns. Now imagine having a guy that can do that and pairing him with Terry McLaurin. And the benefit is you're not spending top dollar on Chris Godwin. You're going to spend a good amount of money, but you're not spending top dollar. He's on the end of a three-year, $60 million contract, so it would be easy to say that you're going to give him a little bit more than that, but I don't think you're getting anywhere near what you're going to consider top dollar. T. Higgins, if he gets a long-term extension, is going to be getting Brandon Ayuk kind of money. Ayuk is on a four-year, $120 million contract. That's $30 million per season. It feels like Chris Godwin is within the range of $24 to $26 million. And if you're paying that for wide receiver two, you're extending Terry McLaurin. I feel pretty good about that. And I feel really good about that compared to the other options that are going to be around for Washington. Look at everybody else. Deebo Samuel is not a guy that's going to fit here. I don't even know what Deebo Samuel actually is on offense. They used him all over the place in San Francisco, but they used him all over the place to the point where I don't know what his identity is as a football player. Is he a wide receiver that can run a great route tree? I guess they didn't really use him as such. You know, it was very interesting in watching that offense with Deebo Samuel and without Deebo Samuel, because there was a massive difference when they were without him, but it also felt like when they were with Deebo Samuel, there were games where he wasn't a massive factor. You know, he's going to command big-time money because in the brain of Deebo Samuel, he is one of the top, you know, 15 to 20 wide receivers, where I think you can make the case with Chris Godwin that he's more in that 20 to 25. You're still going to get good money there if you're Godwin, but he's not a top 10 to 15 wide receiver the way that Deebo Samuel is. But if you look at every single statistical number that Deebo Samuel puts up, that's not a top 15 wide receiver. His best year was 2021. He had 1,400 yards, six receiving touchdowns. He had eight rushing touchdowns as well because they used him in a bunch of different ways. That's the only time he's had 1,000 yards receiving in his NFL career. Like, isn't that nuts to sit down and think about? Because for so many years, the assumption was that Deebo Samuel was this true number one wide receiver. People were having conversations not long ago from a national perspective about Deebo and Terry being in the same category as a wide receiver. Having that conversation now, it feels like I'd be talking to someone who's hitting the smack. Terry McLaurin is way better than Deebo Samuel, but Debo's going to be coming in and asking for Terry McLaurin kind of money. I'm not willing to give him that. This organization hired a group of analytics dorks, and I say that with respect. A year ago, or almost a year ago, we were raving about all of these Ivy Leaguers that were in the front office in positions that we don't normally care about, but it was a slow time in the offseason before training camp, and we needed something to get our rocks off a little bit in the world of media. So we see all these dudes in the front office from Penn, from Brown, Stanford, like all of these critically acclaimed schools and schools that you think are just filled with geniuses. They're an analytics group. There is no amount of analytics that's going to tell you that Deebo Samuel is worth the Terry McLaurin money. With Deebo, you're paying him for the threat of what he could be. And I feel like with Chris Godwin, you're paying him for the consistency that he brings, because Godwin is by far the more consistent of the two players. He had 1,000 yards prior to this year in the last three seasons. He had 1,300 yards in 2019. He won a championship with Tom Brady. You want to talk about maybe some of the things that are outside of the on-the-field stuff. This organization is attempting to build a culture. He was a part of a cultural change in Tampa Bay led by Tom Brady. That's a pretty good guy to kind of learn under. So him joining what Washington is trying to build, that feels like offensively you get better immediately, and in the locker room you get better immediately, and you're not paying the premium that you would have to pay for T. Higgins. If somebody is going to take T. Higgins away from Cincinnati, you're giving him at least $30 million per year. And as great as I think T. Higgins is, I think he's the best hands catcher in the NFL. I think he has the strongest hands in the NFL. I'm not paying him $30-plus million per year. If you can get a guy like Chris Godwin for the neighborhood of 24 to 27, I feel way more comfortable with that. And I think he pairs with what Terry McLaurin is as a wide receiver. And then you can look in the draft. We got the combine coming up. There's going to be at least a wide receiver too that's going to shock the world potentially with the burners and run something like a 4.3, maybe a 4.2. You can go find that guy, have him be your speed guy. So you get Terry, you get Godwin, you get Noah Brown, you get a speed guy. You keep either Zach Ertz or you will elevate Ben Sinnott. That's a pretty good list of skill position guys for Jaden Daniels to throw to in year number two. Now, the guy that I'm absolutely out on, I'm not sold on Deebo Samuel. I think he's a little bit overrated. The guy that I'm absolutely out on is Cooper Kupp. I want nothing to do with Cooper Kupp. Absolutely nothing. He had a top five season in 2021. At no point did I ever think that Cooper Kupp was a top five wide receiver in this league. I'd never thought he was a top 10 wide receiver in this league. He was really, really good with Sean McVay and Matt Stafford when they took the league by storm. And outside of that, he has been just kind of an above average wide receiver, a good wide receiver in a really good system that benefits wide receivers. But it was no shock to me that a rookie in Puka Nacua came in and was immediately better than Cooper Kupp. I want absolutely nothing to do with him in the burgundy and gold. It would be overpaid. I don't even know what the contract would look like. But whatever it would be overpaying for Cooper Kupp. Unless you're giving him like some sort of veteran minimum, like 1 year, $12 million, I don't want anything to do with that. To the point where, and Max, this is where I'm going to need a little bit of help from you. Brian, our podcast guy, this is where I'm going to need a little bit of help from you. Hold me accountable, but also clip this up so I can be held accountable by the internet. And the internet loves to hold people accountable. I have not shaved my face, fully shaved my face, since the year of our Lord 2015. If you look at your calendar right now, it's just about 10 years. It's just about 10 years. I think I look like a turtle without a shell when I shave my face, so I do not do it. I say that to say, if Cooper Kupp ends up as a member of this organization, I am clean shaving my face as a form of protest. Wow. I'm not going to hold it for that long because, again, I look like a turtle without its shell. And because I'm bald, you can't be bald and not have a beard. Yeah. You look like a thumb. I don't want to look like a thumb. But if this organization signs Cooper Kupp, I am clean shaving my face in a form of protest. I don't want him at all. Give me Chris Godwin or give me somebody in the draft. I don't need Stephon Diggs. Let him go to Houston. He has never left a place better than he has found it. So I don't want anything to do with Stephon Diggs. And everybody else is old. Keenan Allen is old. Brandon Cooks is old. And everybody else outside of that, I don't really want.
Amari Cooper?
Nothing to do with Amari Cooper. He's not quite like shave my face bad the way the Cooper Kupp is, but I want nothing to do with Amari Cooper because Amari Cooper was supposed to be the guy that was the saving grace in Buffalo. He caught a touchdown on his first game when, you know, when Keon Coleman drew it up, hey, you're supposed to do this route. He caught the touchdown, and then it felt like I never heard or saw him again in a Buffalo uniform.
Fair.
I want nothing with Amari Cooper, but Cooper Kupp is like the bottom of the barrel when it comes to wide receiver options. I'd rather them elevate Luke McCaffrey and give him a bigger role. One, my wallet would like that too. Although, I don't know, we might have to have a conversation in our next segment, Max, about how we're going to handle Luke McCaffrey anytime touchdowns in 2025 because I lost a good bit of money in the betting of
Luke
McCaffrey
touchdowns. We're going to make it all back, Denton, I swear.
I saw my opening night, I'm betting a Luke McCaffrey touchdown.
Of course.
I don't care. I don't care who they're playing, where they're playing. I am betting a Luke McCaffrey touchdown.
I will be there.
The first week. But I would much rather see a guy like Luke get elevated than some of these old-ass dudes or a Cooper Kupp. I'd rather see you go to the draft and draft two wide receivers than some of these old-ass dudes or Cooper Kupp. It really is coming down to Chris Godwin, a flyer on Davante Adams, or go somewhere else. Or build something else up. Because these other dudes, you're not getting the bang for your buck. And you're not getting a guy that's going to come into your organization. And I think make you significantly better for the price tag. And I just really don't want Cooper Kupp. I was stunned at the people that fell for the illusion that Cooper Kupp was a top five wide receiver because he had one good season with a pissed off Matt Stafford and a guy in Sean McVay that finally found his long lost soul brother in Matthew Stafford. They're vacationing in Cancun. I think they'll be able to make offenses work in the NFL, but they're getting rid of him for a reason. If Sean McVay is getting rid of somebody, they're getting rid of him for a reason. Watch how Jared Goff looks without Ben Johnson this year. I think you're going to see a little bit of differences there because people are going to point to it. Well, Denton, he traded Jared Goff. Look how he looked. Watch what he does without Ben Johnson. Sean McVay ain't getting rid of anybody that he doesn't think is good. And if Sean McVay can't put you in positions where you can be successful, there's not a lot of guys in the NFL that can. He is the best in the business at that. Who do you want Washington to sign at wide receiver now that T. Higgins is off of the market? You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We got a phone line or two open at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you got takes, we will take them when we get back. Ryan Fowler is going to join us at noon here on the program. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. Ryan Fowler is going to join us in 15 minutes to talk the NFL draft, some of the things he saw at the Senior Bowl and what to look forward to at the Combine coming up here in a couple of days, and some names that you should pay attention to for the Commanders. Right now, our conversation is centering around the wide receiver position. It's a priority, not the top priority, but a priority this offseason to get better at that position. Who do you want Washington to fill the role of wide receiver number two with? I think it's Chris Godwin. I think he provides something that the offense was missing a little bit. There's an element of consistency with him, and he frees up a little bit of matchup, so you're not getting Terry bracketed over the top in a way that he was against the Atlanta Falcons. Who do you want? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well at the Denton Day. Let's start with my guy, Kenny, in Forest Hill. Kenny, you're on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day, man. How are you?
What's going on, Denton Day?
I'm doing good, man. Hope you are, too.
Good. Thanks, brother. Yeah, I really would like to trade for Tyreek Hill. Now, hear me out. I know he may have a little things off the field, or they were saying something that he did or something like that, or maybe he's a little outspoken, but this brother is just a walking bomb. Like, you can give it to him on a slant, he can take it to the house. You can toss it to him, he can take it to the house. He can do a go route, take it to the house. Anything over the middle, it's a house call. Like, he will open up this offense so much. He's a threat at all times, and it's going to open up everything. I think Terry will score even more with Tyreek Hill on the field. Can you imagine Jaden just dropping back and just throwing it and saying, go get it, throwing it far? Tyreek will outrun everybody. You thought Terry had a good year? Put him on the field with Tyreek Hill.
Kenny, I like the idea, but the problem is I can't just look past some of the off-the-field stuff that Tyreek Hill brings into the locker room. If I could take Tyreek Hill, the player, I'm right there with you. Sign me up for that one. That is the speed element that this offense was missing on the outside, because you're not overthrowing him. You're 100% right in your assessment of that. If he's going on a go ball, all you got to do is put it out there and he will go and get it. The problem is the other stuff. I mean, he tried to blow up the spot in Miami at the end of the season because he wasn't getting the catches and he wasn't getting the numbers that he was accustomed to getting. On top of that, he's going to turn 31 in a couple of days. He turns 31 on March 1st, so a little over a week. He'll be entering year number 31, and how much do you want to give up from an asset perspective to go trade him and then ultimately sign him to an extension? Anybody that you're going to trade for, you are then going to sign for an extension. Do you want multiple years of Tyreek Hill because of all of the other stuff? And that is the problem that I have with him. You've done such a good job of building a culture. If he wants to blow it up midway through because he's not getting the targets that he wants to, that's not a risk I'm willing to take. That's very much a risk-reward analysis there. The reward is mighty, mighty high because he's one of the great players in the league, but the risk is also mighty, mighty high because if he doesn't get his way, how is he going to respond? We've seen how Terry responds when he doesn't get his way. Outside of him saying the one, like, slightly out-of-character comment was when he said, said 2 years ago against Miami when he was just out there running cardio because he wasn't targeted. That's the only, like, knock on Terry's resume, and that's not even a knock. That's just him being honest. So I'd be a little worried about Tyreek Hill because you'd have to move assets, then you'd have to pay him top-tier money, and I don't think he's going to take a he's not taking a Chris Godwin contract, right? Like, he's looking at what Brandon Ayuk got and saying, I'm better than him. You need to give me, you know, potentially a CeeDee Lamb kind of money. I'm not willing to invest 33 a year into a guy that's about to turn 31 years old. Let's go to our guy Mark in Largo. Mark, who do you want Washington to target as wide receiver to?
Actually, I have three choices. Godwin is actually my number third choice. Number two would be DK Metcalf. If we don't get Myles Garrett, I would entertain to trade for him, but play him this year and then consider paying him next year because you would franchise him and then go from there. The last one I would get is going to be kind of a shocker to you, but I think this guy could be available. And don't think I'm crazy when I say this. I would go after Devontae Smith in Philadelphia. Devontae Smith, if you look at Devontae Smith's body language, this entire season, he was not happy. Not happy at all. And I know he's on a contract. You could probably get him for cheap. Philadelphia has to sign a rack of players. A rack of players. And if you got a guy that's not too happy, you can get another guy in the draft pick if you're Philadelphia. Hey, we already traded him, Jahan Dotson. I mean, I don't think it's a bad move that I think Devontae may want out. His body language has been horrible this year. Everyone talks about A.J. Brown, but even when he caught that Super Bowl, when he caught that touchdown in the Super Bowl, Devontae was not, he comes over to the sideline, he looks at Jalen Hurts. And he's not smiling, not happy, not anything. And this is when they had the mics on him. And I'm like, that's the problem. Philadelphia has a problem.
Yeah, Mark, I appreciate it. I don't think that's as crazy as you think, but I would say that Philadelphia is probably much more inclined. If they're going to move on from one of them, it feels like A.J. Brown would be the guy that they move on from because he is the guy that has ruffled the more feathers. I have sat and wondered, though, that, like, I don't think that's crazy at all because you can't keep the two of them for forever. But if you're going to move on from one of them, you're going to keep the guy that's younger and you're paying less money to. He just signed an extension, 3 years, $75 million. That's really good. That's a bargain right now if you're Philadelphia. But here's, like, the real kicker and why that particularly is not going to happen is that Howie Roseman is not trading Devontae Smith here. That's not going to happen. He's not going to make I don't even know if it was a mistake of what Adam Peters did. Adam Peters traded Jahan Dotson because it was very clear that Jahan Dotson was not working out here. And you only trade a player like that to your division rival if you don't think that player is very good. They clearly did not think that player is very good. To be fair, didn't really feel like Philadelphia thought that player was very good because they didn't target him. When they were here in Washington at that final few weeks of the season, the game that we all loved, they like barely threw the ball to this dude, if at all, right? They only threw it to A.J. Brown and to Devontae Smith. They didn't throw it to Jahan Dotson. This would be a completely different scenario, trading Devontae Smith to Washington. Like the idea, the execution of that idea is absolutely not going to happen. But I would love Devontae Smith here. Devontae Smith with Jaden Daniels, that would have me borderline orgasmic. That offense would be crazy. My guy Boonsa says on Twitter, if they're selling, he's talking about the Jets, I'd target Garrett Wilson. If the Jets are selling Garrett Wilson, I make that deal yesterday. Because getting Garrett Wilson with Terry McLaurin, oh my God in heaven, that offense takes a massive, massive step up. The thing is, the Jets, more likely than not, are not giving up Garrett Wilson. Whatever they decide to do at quarterback this year, they're going to want to make sure that that quarterback has weapons. And if they can't take Davante Adams, they can't keep Davante Adams, you're much more likely to keep, or if you're forced to choose, you're much more likely to keep Garrett Wilson than you are Davante Adams. Very similarly to what I mentioned with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, one of those guys is significantly younger than the other. And plus, Garrett Wilson is an absolute superstar in this league if you get him a quarterback that is not on ayahuasca or that can throw more than 5 yards down the field. He has had neither of those two things in his few short years in his NFL career so far. Let's go to Baltimore. My guy Samaj, the Be More Violator, is on the line. What's going on, Samaj?
What's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
That's good. Hey, listen, man, all I got to say is I'm a little confused. Based on the 18 weeks or so that I enjoyed thoroughly and enthusiastic, ultimate surprise, pretty much like everybody else in Berg and Gold Nation. And what I'm confused on is what my eyes saw. And what my eyes saw was a young kid quarterback come in with all the traits of being prolific. Delivers beyond our wildest belief, our wildest expectations, and actually becomes prolific. With that, it's clearly established that we have a number one in Scary Terry. I'm just trying to figure out what the desire is to bring in another number one. And I say all of that to say is, from what I saw up until the kid got hurt, I am very, very happy and pleased with Noah Brown as our number two. To me, him and Jaden kicked off a really strong chemistry right up until he got hurt. I mean, when third down was coming around, it almost seemed natural for Jaden to look for Brown. Now, what is Brown's classification as far as his tenure? Where is he? Is he a first, second, third year guy? Where is he? That's the one thing I don't know.
Yeah, he's been in the league for multiple seasons. Now I'm pulling up his contract status for you. He's a free agent this year. So you'd have to sign him for a lot more money than you were paying him last year, which was literally only $1 million.
Okay. Well, again, so he's a bargain. And to me, he's already shown he's productive. To me, he's already shown that he clicks with Jaden. And to me, with all the needs, I kind of got to get into my Kevin Sheehan mode at this point. When I look at the roster and I see all the holes, and especially the holes on the defensive side, getting another receiver just isn't a priority to me when I feel like we're good with McLaurin at number one and Noah Brown at number two. I just think that money could be spent elsewhere and bring far more fruit than what we could get out of trying to bring in another number one. I mean, to me, Terry McLaurin is clearly a number one, top five in the league.
Samaj, I get what you're saying. I appreciate the call. But the reason why we're doing this, one, you are right in that there are other needs. The edge is the top need for me. It's edge number one. It's edge number two. It's tackle number one. It's tackle number two. And then you can get to wide receiver. So I think you fill holes on defense, certainly. But if you look at the great teams, the perennial good teams in the NFL, and you look at the teams that have been able to beat Kansas City and take down the evil emperor, like Philadelphia did it with two wide receivers, two really, really good wide receivers. They were great on defense as well, but it makes your quarterback's job a whole lot easier. And one of the biggest issues that I had with Washington's offense, we can call it a flaw. I just think it's something that I'd like to see get better in the year number two of Jaden and Cliff, is the lack of explosive plays. They don't really have a guy that is that explosive playmaker right now. And I'm not saying that Chris Godwin automatically becomes this deep, deep threat, this big explosive playmaker. But I like Noah Brown. I like keeping Noah Brown and putting him at wide receiver number three. If he's your wide receiver number three, you've done something right with your offense. And I think the objective should be, at least on that side of the football, is to protect Jaden Daniels and give him a lot of weapons. I don't think that skill position group was good enough to just run it back. You got to take a little bit of the pressure off Terry McLaurin. I know Noah Brown wasn't playing in that Atlanta game, but teams are going to catch on to where if they just put a guy over the top of Terry and bracket him, you take him out of the game. I want to see another guy on this offense that makes sure that does not happen. Could that guy come out of the NFL draft? We're going to talk with my guy Ryan Fowler coming up on the other side. Get a couple of names that you should be looking forward to as we move closer and closer to the NFL draft. It's Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day, sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.